I just wanted to remind y'all that this Interfaith Dental Clinic is a very happening thing, and I would like to personally thank my dentist, Tom Underwood, who did that, and also put this thing together.
Engineered it. He put it together. And hopefully this will set an example for other cities in America. Yeah. It's designed for the working poor who can't get dental insurance. I mean, I can't even get, man, I can't. I can't get no kind of insurance, you know.
So, I have to tell you, the reason Towns had a temporary calf was he had a really beautiful gold tooth. But he lost it gambling.
That was a drag. Indian friend of mine, I had a little pair of vice grips. And I was gambling for this pistol that this other guy had, who's here tonight, matter of fact, somewhere. And he's turned into a good guy. I'm trying to catch up with him. But he won the last game. I had all the money. I had the furs. I had everything. We're out in the country. And I wanted to win this pistol. I was going to throw it down the outhouse because I think at that time I thought none of these three guys, me and Michael Ewack and Bill, nobody should have a pistol. I was going to win it and throw it down the outhouse, and I lost. We're shooting dice on the front porch. And I lost. So it's okay, Michael. He's a blood brother of mine. It's like, let's go around back by the big tree where we have our talks. So we go back there, and I have these little vice grips. And I fit them to my gold tooth. And I had a half of a half pint of Southern Comfort, which I just like chugged, you know. So, okay, I'm ready. And he says, if you think I'm doing that, man, you're crazy. And I said, well, I lost. I mean, I lost. I don't much care for it either, but I lost. So I hooked these little baby vice grips on my gold tooth, right? Michael's sitting there, and I'm sure he was just getting high off my breath. I mean, I like chugged his Southern Comfort. It's okay. And he goes like this, looks away, and pulls the wrong tooth. And I come back, and it's one of these teeth, and there was blood all over my shirt. I come back and I walked around and Bill's there and he said, where's my tooth? And I said, well, you've always known me to pay up on a debt. But, we gave it our best shot. If you think I'm going back up there to that tree and have Michael try to pull out another tooth, you're wrong, man. It's just like, you're wrong. That's it. And Dr. Underwood replaced it. All's well. This is the Interfaith Dental Clinic I'm thinking about, and all of a sudden I'm going to sing this little ditty.